But you've got a baman tatatobuhun dandandikabahatun tribikosoho, a prophetic season. I think God didn't want me to walk in here with a sermon without knowing. I mean, hallelujah. As I close, here's what I want to tell you. Here's how big it's going to be. In fact, the world looks long down their nose and they criticize us. But when we leave here, this world's going into convulsions. We're the only thing holding this clay clod called earth together. We're the only ones. And when we leave, she's going to go into convulsions. But we must live in that realm that God's planned. God, I believe, wants to cause this church to literally shake this town to the very foundations, and there be deliverance in the house. Yes. Now, these 3 minutes, I just got to tell you, and I'm going to unplug it. I feel the preacher in the house. I've had to discipline myself so particular today to just deliver exactly what God was putting in my spirit, what He was putting in my spirit. I'm in Nigeria, and I preached that night. They said there's 150,000 people. So I thought, being a Gentile, that I needed to count the cars. There were 8 cars there. 8! I saw little moms and dads and thousands upon thousands walking there. It rained. They stayed. Come my turn to preach, I stepped up. All that day, I tried to get a sermon. I had a briefcase full of sermons. I used to preach the best sermons in the world. I bought them at the Baptist bookstore. You can buy the best sermon in print for $2.95. But it's got to have some power. And I said, oh God, I want to preach like a man ought to preach. 400 preachers sitting on that platform, beaten, mistreated. One didn't. My friends there, many of them hadn't had a piece of meat in their rice for a long time. You think I ain't gonna tell them how big my God is? You think I come to set up with a church that wants to fuss and argue about the carpet? No, 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 no. I come over here to tell you, you've got a prophetic season and step into it. I'm seated there. Now, again, I said, God, give me some fresh bread. You know, I don't suppose I can imitate a preacher, but I like trying. So I spend sometimes 40 days getting a sermon together. You don't preach to 150,000 people 5 minutes before you get there when God tells you what to preach, but you do if you're following the Spirit. And I just stopped. And I'm supposed to share this in closing. I stopped. And I said, God, I've looked over all my notes, every sermon. I'd like to ask you a question, sir. How are you going to do it anyway? My little old preacher friends there, until you teach them faith, hadn't had nothing. Hadn't had nothing. No doctors, no medicine. 8 cars were there. 250,000 people. Massive crowd in that big arena outside. I said, God, how are you going? My subject raven fed, but you've got a prophetic season. How are you going to do it anyway? And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Hey, something when you hear his voice. You know what he said to me? I'm going to do it like I've always done it. You're not going to believe this, but I went there that night and preached that sermon, and I just got it hot off the wire. He said, I'm going to do it like I've always done it. I jumped up and I said, God, how's that? He said, holy men of God spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. And he said, son, there's a brand new moving. My African American, they wear skirts over there. Big robes, that's just their custom. And I ain't gonna wear one of them things. But they look good. I mean, that's, they do. See, it's their custom. He's archbishop. 400 preachers. When I got through preaching that place, people thronged that altar. He stepped up and he said, I don't know where this boy hurled from, but said he brought a word from God. He's over those 400 preachers. He looked and he said, you heard what the boy said. Holy men, if you got any sin in your life, you better get it out. And my interpreter, the best I've ever had, he was an Assembly of God guy. He interpreted for Billy Graham and all the, who is it wears a white suit? He was their interpreter. I'm preaching. I took that sermon. I didn't have time to work no notes up on. He, every time the Holy Ghost hit me, it hit him. He leaned over to me and he whispered. He said, when you get through, boy, follow me. Now, they build that thing, that stage so high because they think we're rich, and we are over here, really. They'll trample you. You're not supposed to get off that stage. But he leaned over to me and he said, boy, when we get through here, follow me. He jumped off that stage and I swung off too. I said, what in the world? He had one of the eight cars, a little old bitty car, bent on every corner. Assembly of God had bought it for him. He had brought a little lady that the robbers had robbed and shot her. And she just laying there. He had the nurse with her. But he said, I'm going to take her to that service. And if the real Holy Ghost gets to moving. And when he hit me, he had hit him. We swung off, we go up. I said, in the in the name that is above every name, heal with your presence. This is the day. This is the hour. Stand with me. Hey, sir, you live close to God. God has some greater things for you than maybe you've seen. But he'll show them to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I was going to say a word to you in the spirit... It might look like in some categories of your life that you have been being raven fed. But the word of God would say, niche out for yourself a place in eternity. Up under the hay. Yeah. Niche out for yourself a place in eternity. Yeah. I'll go ahead and say it, God.